Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spend Time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. The topic for today is the right plan for your life. We're always praying for our listeners. We always acknowledge the prayer requests. We had a few people ask for prayer. We're keeping them in our prayers. Even today, when someone is laid on my heart, I just get to pray for them. Matter of fact, today is Sunday, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I was just thinking, I said, now normally, you know, this is a church day. Church, everyone prays on Sunday, but this is a lifestyle. This is something that you live. You just don't do traditionally. That's why we're going to talk about the plan. No matter what it looks like, if you fall down, get back up. I do it all the time, and it's not an excuse. It's a life. It's a lifestyle. You're not going to have a perfect life because you're a believer, a Christian. And if you're really, really a believer, really, really living the lifestyle, you're going to always have an obstacle. Those are the only things you see when you take your eyes off the goal. It's like a car going down the road. We don't want to end up in a ditch or as with boats or shipwrecks. That is what this message is about, finding and staying in the sure path for your life. Now, wouldn't it be sad to be thinking that things are really going well and believing things are okay? Actually, you can be headed straight for trouble or in it and not realize it. Has that ever happened to you? See, that's why you got to say great. That's true. Have to stay prayed. Not when things happen, but be prayed up to prevent things from happening, prevent from making the wrong decision, prevent from going down the wrong path. Not when you go down the wrong path and then you start praying, you've got to, of course, you can still pray. But it's just a lifestyle, it's a little bit more smoother path. Amen. Now, from here to there, it is important to start out on the right path. Then it's important to stay on the right path. Finally, it is important to end up at the correct and final destination point. Now, let's say you start on a straight line, and your destination is miles up ahead, and you get off just 1 degree. Then you will end up quite a ways from your intended destination, and most likely not finish the course. Now, I start off on fire, and you know, next thing you know, you'd be like, okay, something is kind of off here. And that's because sometimes distractions come, attractions come, a man for a woman or a woman for a man, or money, business opportunities, job. I mean, but you have to make the right decision. And once you make the right decision and make a commitment to yourself, that'll keep you. That'll keep you on the path. That's right. When you're spending time with God and he's holding your hand, you holding his hand, how can you get off the path if you spend time with him? And he's directing your path. Amen. Taking a path, making a decision. You don't have to do jump cart or cartwheels, run down the street, roll on the floor. All you have to do is just surrender. You cross your personal Lord and Savior and surrender. Everything's not going to go away. It'll probably get a little bit worse or get better. This is the truth. This is what they don't tell you at the altar. You go to the altar, you say, I'm a sinner, I give myself to the Lord, and everybody claps and cries, you feel so happy, but you still got to go home with yourself. Make a decision which path you want to go. Oh, yes, sometimes you may get crooked. Sometimes you may come to a Y in the road. Sometimes you may come to a U-turn in the road. But no matter what it looks like, don't give up. Get back up and keep it moving. Excuse me. Make the right plan for your life. And no one can live it for you. Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your pastor. No one can live your life, plan your life. You may have one someone that you confide and talk with and discussing with, but when it comes to making a decision for you, you make that decision. I know a lot of people, I know of quite a few people that really truly depend on the pastor. I mean, yes, he's in leadership, but he's in leadership over the word of God, which you like seed, sown. And then he nourishes him by his lifestyle, his consistency. Even when he falls, he gets back up. But when it comes to your life, it's your decision. Choose life, not death. Life and death in the power of the tongue. What you say about yourself, how you think about yourself, it manifests into the natural. Make the right plan for your life. If you spend time with God, He will definitely direct your path. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory that is yours forever. Amen. You learn the Lord's Prayer. Calling out people's names. Because God knows your heart. There's no special dozy dies, Father God. No. The Lord's Prayer. The main thing is will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because He do say, whatever is loose in heaven is loose on earth. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on earth. Okay? So the power of prayer comes from the word that our Father taught us to pray. What to pray for? That His will be done. Not our will, but His will. I want to thank you, listeners, for spending time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. Be looking forward to spending some time again with you. 6 a.m. tomorrow. And if you have any questions, you can email me. You can find me on Facebook. Email me, leave a comment at the bottom of the web page. I know one day someone will. I know people are listening. You have a very blessed and productive day. And let's just give the Lord a little bit more praise. Mm-hmm.